Graphic detail.
The internet and COVID-19. Get used to it. Changes in digital habits may outlast the lockdowns that caused them.
As many cities approach a full month in lockdown, white-collar workers are settling into routines that previously would have seemed bizarre. A new poll by scholars at MIT found that 34% of American employees have switched from commuting to remote work. As offices have emptied, the virtual world has changed nearly as much as the physical one. And recent shifts in where, when, and how the internet is used may be surprisingly durable. The surge in remote working is apparent in the locations of data use tracked by Cloudflare, a network infrastructure firm. In New York, internet usage in Manhattan's commercial core is down by around 30%. Conversely, usage in parts of gentrifying Greenpoint and Long Island City is up by over 60%. London displays a similar pattern, with steep drops in the city centre offset by heavier use in peripheral areas. The timing of digital interactions shows how telecommuting has blurred the start and end of working hours. In Paris, London, and New York, the share of messages sent via Slack, a communication tool, during peak hours of 10 a.m. to noon and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. has fallen. It has risen from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., as well as around 9 a.m. in London and Paris, and at lunchtime in New York and Paris. One cost of not having to show up to work is that you also never get to unplug. Some of the biggest changes are in how people spend time online. Surprisingly, traffic to gambling and pornography sites is flat. Visits to business and learning sites have risen the most, followed by games, e-commerce, and streaming. The only category that has seen a decline is one incompatible with social distancing: online dating. These trends could reverse once lockdowns are lifted. However, firms may not wish to turn back the clock. Researchers at Stanford found in 2015 that among workers at a Chinese call centre, those randomly assigned to telecommute were 13% more productive than colleagues who stayed in the office. Companies that have now integrated remote workers can save on office space and better retain staff during child-rearing years. In March, Gartner, a research firm, asked 317 executives how many of their employees who have switched to remote work will not go back to the office. The average reply was 10%. Online dating will return one day, but office workers of the future may still have to fend off 9 p.m. messages from telecommuting colleagues.